Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Well, the speaker is definitely blocking comprehensive immigration reform, and it's frustrating because I believe if the Senate passed bipartisan immigration bill were brought up for a vote in the House of Representatives, it would pass. A majority of Republicans might not vote for it, but some would. And I think a majority of Democrats would vote for it and would be able to get this issue behind us. But Speaker Boehner continues to resist, and he has shown no sign of wavering on kind of keeping immigration reform off the floor.
Well, he promised he was going to do it. Well, why isn't he doing it?
Well, he's promised a lot of things. He promised we'd have regular order in the House. He promised that he had...
What does that mean? I'm sorry, Jim.
Well, that bills would go through committees of jurisdiction, that there'd be amendment processes, that... you'd have more open rules, that you know, that there'd be more input by all members. He's done the exact opposite. We've never had more closed rules and a more closed process, I think, in the history of Congress, and committees of jurisdiction, you know, whether it's ways and means, that is tax bills, or even resources, that does environmental bills, or agriculture, that does food stamps. Bills are just mysteriously popping up in the Rules Committee. I serve on the Rules Committee, having gone through none of the committee process. So you know, this is not legislating, and this is not good government. You know, this is kind of an imperial Republican leadership deciding to kind of, you know, say it's my way or the highway. So, yeah, the speaker did promise comprehensive immigration reform, but he's not kept that promise, and I think there ought to be pressure to make sure he does keep that promise.
How do you get that pressure?
Well, people across the country, you know, need to talk to their Republican representatives in particular, to talk to the Speaker and to the Majority Leader, Eric Cantor, and say, schedule this. You know, we elected you to fix problems, not just avoid them, but fix them. And so bring a comprehensive immigration reform package to the floor. It's good for the economy. It's the right thing to do by a lot of people who are, a lot of families in this country. Just do it. You don't like the bill, don't vote for it, but bring it to the floor and let the House work its will.
You know, if it were the shoe were on the other foot, they'd be yelling, bring it to a vote, wouldn't they?
You better believe it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's kind of the irony here, is that when the Speaker Boehner first took office, I mean, he gave this kind of really wonderful speech about, you know, I really care about what everybody thinks. I think we ought to let the House work its will. And now, you know, he's the only people that are working their will are, you know, a few people in a back room somewhere in the Capitol. But even if I were a Republican and I was the chairman of a committee, I would not like this process. This is not inclusive, and it doesn't give members of Congress who have gained expertise by being on certain committees the ability to use that expertise to help construct good legislation.
And what's the political context motivation?
Well, on immigration, I mean, you got a lot of people who just don't like immigrants in the Republican Party. I mean, you got these guys like Steve King of Iowa, whose whole career, his whole being is about bashing immigrants. That's what he does. Blames them for everything. And, you know, generalizes, makes these generalizations that disparage, you know, a lot of these immigrants who are here in this country. And so for him, you know, if we were to solve this issue, he'd probably have no reason to exist anymore. I mean, this is it for him. You know, he's become a real demagogue on this, and he doesn't want to let it go.
So we saw a problematic fight down in Florida, which the Democrats lost by just a couple of points in a Republican district. But these districts have been heavily gerrymandered. We know that. But in the last presidential election, Hispanic vote went south for the Republican Party. Have they learned nothing?
Yeah, what they learned is that the only way for them to win national elections is to tinker around with voting rights and try to find ways to suppress voter turnout. I mean, you see that going on in state houses all across the country. They're lessening the time that people can vote. You know, they want to have voting only during work hours to make it more difficult for working people to vote. So that's their plan on how to win, you know, the presidential election in 2016. But I'll tell you, the when I look at the Florida race, yeah, you could say it's a Republican district, but quite frankly, I was hoping the Democrats would win it. And I think one of the things that we've learned is that our base needs to be motivated.
How do you do that?
Yeah, and they're not.
How do you do it, Jim?
Well, I think what we need to do, you know, is to speak with more clarity on the healthcare issue, and remind people that working to make sure that every single person in the United States has good quality health care is a good thing, you know, and let's not be so defensive about it. And yes, there are some tweaks and fixes that need to be made, but we're not going to make them with the Republican Congress, because what they're saying is we don't want to fix anything, we want to repeal the whole thing. But there are millions and millions of people who today have health care because of that bill who before did not. There are, you know, millions of young people who can stay on their parents' insurance, you know, while they're looking for a job that previously could not. You know, you cannot be discriminated against because of a pre-existing condition. You know, in some states, being a woman was defined as a pre-existing condition. That's outlawed now. And so we need to get this right, and we should remain steadfast in our commitment to that. Beyond that, I think what the president, you know, also needs to talk about, you know, is how to kind of, you know, expand our middle class, and, you know, what is the plan to create more jobs and provide more economic security? And we need to remind our base, who care about things like abortion rights, who care about things like, you know, LGBT rights, who care about, climate change, that, you know, the only way we're going to make any progress, whether in terms of protecting rights or expanding, you know, activities on certain issues, the only way we're going to move on these issues is if you have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress. It is that simple.
When you have a lower economic strata, if everybody voted in that group, there'd be practically no Republicans.
Right.
But how come people don't vote in their own interest?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, there are a lot of people struggling in poverty right now. And, you know, I have this conversation all the time when I speak with people who are struggling, especially those struggling in poverty. And, you know, part of their response is, it's hard to be poor. I mean, their days are, you know, occupied with trying to figure out how they're going to put food on the table, you know, for their families, how they're going to keep a shelter over their heads. You know, and so, you know, a lot of these people don't have the luxury, you know, of kind of engaging in this process. But we need to figure out a way to help, you know, convince them that it is in their interest to be active. It is in their interest to change things, you know, for the better in this country. And it's possible, but, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about in the aftermath of the Florida election is that, we're never going to match the Koch brothers in terms of money. I mean, they're going to be able to buy every TV station and radio station, all the airwaves. I mean, they get the money. We need to focus on grassroots. It is turnout. It is turnout that we need to do better at.
And when you figure out how to do it, are you going to get a patent?
Yeah, no, you know what? There's a way to do it. You know, President Obama did it in the last election. You know, Deval Patrick did it in Massachusetts. Elizabeth Warren did it in Massachusetts. You know, it's again. You know, where's your priorities in terms of organizing?
Well, Jim McGovern, we love having you on the air. You're not afraid to tell it like it is, and we so much appreciate that. When we come right back, we'll talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay.